And journal one assignment, which is due on this date. Don't forget that you need to base your response journal on 5 assigned readings during this quarter. And you'll notice in the syllabus, there are 3 specific requirements of things I want you to do in this response journal. One, I want you to write a response to the text. That just means that you can include your opinions of what you think about what you read. Did you agree or disagree with it? Was there anything interesting or boring or anything that you didn't understand? You can answer those kinds of things in this first part of your journal response. Now, the second thing I'd like you to do with each article that you read is to construct a commentary on how you read the text and why you chose to read it that way. Now, what does that mean? You'll notice in our writing class, we'll discuss certain reading strategies or reading techniques that you can use to help you critically read and evaluate a text. So I'm asking you to actually try out these techniques as you do your readings, and then you can talk about which of these techniques you used and if they worked or not. Okay, see what I'm saying here? That's kind of what this is. Again, how did you read the text and why did you choose to read it the way you did? Now, the third part of a response journal is to assess how you read the text. For example, did the reading methods that you chose to read this text, did it help you to understand the author's central point and critical supporting points? Why or why not? So it gives you a chance to discuss some of the reading strategies you're using and if they're working or not. You can also write at this point, is there anything that you would do differently if you read this text another time? And when I say text, I just mean article. So is there something that you could do next time that might help you understand better the article that you read? And don't forget that you need to turn in 5 journal responses.